We're doing Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Mikoch Haim. We're up to the 8th chapter. Hashkamat Beit HaKnesset V'Kedushato. Waking up early for Shul and the holiness of Shul. So Aleph, Mitzvah Larutz Kshulech LeBeit HaKnesset. V'chen L'chol Dvar Mitzvah. We have a mitzvah to run when we're going to Shul, to go quickly. And so too for any mitzvah we're going to perform, we're supposed to do it swiftly. Afilu B'Shabbat Shasul L'Ksop Siyag Asar. Even on Shabbos when you're not supposed to take big steps, but when you're going to Shul, so you're going for a mitzvah, you could run. It's a good thing. But when you leave shul, then you're not allowed to run. What happens if you're leaving shul to do another mitzvah, to go blow shofar for someone? So then you could. And whatever you do, even in this aspect, you have to do it in a way that's intelligent, so that the people who look at you won't laugh at you. Not because we care specifically that they laugh, but you're causing them to sin. They're not allowed to laugh at you. So a person is supposed to do things intelligently. So if he's going to run like a madman through the streets, and he'll say, well, it says in halacha, I'm supposed to run to shul in the morning. So that's not the idea. Halacha beis, k'shi kenes debet ha-kneset asul arutz, once he enters shul, then within shul, he's not allowed to run around. Ela ilech beima v'yira, but he has to walk with fear, with awe, k'olech bevet ha-melech, like one who's walking in the king's house. You don't just run around. Gimel, mi she'chol itatef betalit le'anech tfilin bebeito, whoever could don his talis and tefillin at home and come to shul like that, ma'alato gdola me'od al pi chokhmat ha'nistach. In Kabbalah, it said, discussed that this is a great, great thing. Ach al pi ha'pshat en badavar tzor. But based on pshat, it's unnecessary. When you enter shul, so you put it on and then you go into the shul. You're supposed to enter shul already dressed with the talis and tefillin. So if you can't do it at home, and some people can't do it also, you have to go to the restroom when you get to shul, or something like that. So then a person should put it on like in the outside room of the shul, in the hallway, and then enter shul where he's dressed with the talis and tefillin. Now, worst comes to worst, you can put on talis and tefillin in shul. It's not a problem. In chutz laretz, one shouldn't do this because there's a danger of stemming anti-Semitism, what's called eiva. So that's why in chutz laretz, people aren't supposed to walk around with their talis on Shabbos, even if you don't hold of there, leave the talis on shul. And they're not supposed to walk around with their talis and tefillin. In Eretz Yisrael, where this is our home, so here a person could fulfill this without a problem.